Well, we are more than excited that Michael Cochran is bringing Cochran & Company and Hope Darst their Runs in the Blood tour to the Marion Cultural and Civic Center on April 11th. But we need to know more about Michael Cochran. So yeah, I think we should do an interview with him and find out more about he and his wife and his kids and his life. And so let's do this thing. You're married with what kids?
Now, I just won, and we just had our first back in January.
You had the first baby of 2026 in your area, right?
Yes, that is true.
And you are a Midwestern boy.
Born and raised, yep, all
and
I know.
Where are you in? You're in Indiana, right?
Yeah, near Evansville.
Oh, okay, you're close then.
Yeah, not far, the tri-state area.
Were you born into like a Christian household and have that family experience?
Cultural, sure. I was raised in the church. That was the worldview that I was brought up in, definitely. Grandfather was a retired minister and grandmother church organist. My dad went to school for ministry and then ended up selling insurance. And it was a major part of my life. We were Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, all the stuff, you know.
You were there all the time.
Good old American small town Christian boy, yeah.
Do I have it right that you were a worship leader for a while?
Yeah. So when my, in college is when my faith really became my own. And that kind of led me down a path of serving at a church in music. And they discipled me and I served on staff for 12 years. And then more recently, I'm just around. I just help them when I'm home off the road and serve and lead worship here and there. But I tour so much now that it became kind of impractical to be a bigger part.
So you were a worship leader up until you got signed basically with a record deal, or how did that work?
I still am a worship leader. I just serve. I kind of feel like once a worship leader, always a worship leader.
You know, oh, for sure.
It's in your DNA, you know.
Well, I think your first single was Church, right?
Yes.
And that was a pretty big song for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's been my biggest, I guess, by the numbers, you know. It seems to be the one that people have really made a part of their life on a larger scale. So I'm very thankful for that.
Now, in your songwriting life, I'm sure that all of the songs are meaningful, so I'm not trying to take away from the meaningfulness of each song, but is there a song that was written in one of those tough times that was meaningful to you that continues to touch your heart when you sing it at a concert?
Yeah, I would say a song called One Day. Yeah, we wrote that song in 2019 just based on some things that were going on in my life and my co-writers' lives. And some illnesses, our family members were fighting, and just kind of writing the song of hope of like, hey, it's not always going to be like this. One day everything's going to be made right, you know, mm-hmm. And that was just the formation. And then we never could have imagined how, like I said, we put the song out in 2019, and by 2020, when COVID hit,
the world fell apart.
it just became kind of a balm for people and kind of a solve that they, you know, were listening to it a lot and were just very thankful or what that meant to people.
One day there'll be no more waiting left for our souls. One day there'll be no more children longing for home. One day when the kingdom comes right here where we stand, we will see the promised land. One day there'll be no more lives taken too soon. One day there'll be no more need for a hospital. One day every tear that falls will be wiped by his hand, and we will see the promised land. Feeling, we're singing the darkest night, 'cause we know that the light. there'll be no more anger left in our eyes. One day the color of our skin won't cause a divide. One day we'll be family standing hand in hand, and we will see the promised land. We will see the promised land. Hallelujah. Every tongue will confess. One day when our tired and weary bones find their rest. One day when the power of evil's brought to an end, we will see the promised land. We will see the promised land. Hallelujah.
I remember the first time we played it after COVID, like when things opened back up, we were in an arena out in Los Angeles and we played that song and there's just tears in people's eyes. And that's when I really realized what it had meant to people over those months.
Well, I know that so many of your songs have meant so much to so many. And I know one of my very good friends at her funeral, they played Running Home.
Oh, wow.
Every time I hear it, it's a goosebump moment. It's one of those moments that it takes me back to that time where there is pain, but there is also so much joy and hope and everything tied into it. And so I know those songs can have mixed emotions. And do any of the songs, do you have any of those songs that are hard for you that you've written in the past that are attached to a time that is so hard that it takes you back to that time? Or are they all that healing balm for you that allow you to have the peace that comes along with all of your music?
Yeah, you know, I think some songs are journal entries, and not every journal entry is one that you revisit often, you know, for different
reasons. Oh, that's a good way to put it.
It's something that you needed to get out at the time, mm-hmm. you know, almost like therapy or whatever. So there's definitely songs that I've written that maybe I didn't even ever record, but I needed to write them for me. And it's not a song that I'll probably ever play again, but I needed it in that moment. And there's some that we have recorded. There's a song called Be There For You that it's not a very fun one for me to play just because it is so personal, and it is, there's just a lot of weight to it. Mm-hmm. And I know that song has meant a lot to some people as well, but yeah, there's those journal entries that you just, you know what, it's not been enough time yet to go back and revisit that.
Right.
That paragraph.
That is like an amazing way to put it. I've never heard it put that way. Now, you said earlier that you have co-writers, and you co-wrote a song with Crowder, didn't you, recently? Were you part of Somebody Prayed?
Yes, yeah. I was thankful to have showed Crowder that idea on the road, and he loved it, and we shaped it together. And I play that in my show as well, just kind of a down moment of reflection. And that song has just meant so much to people. I'm blown away by that, too. I'm always blown away anytime something that I get to be a part of means something to people. It's just, I don't take that for granted at all.
Do you co-write a lot with other artists, or do you focus mostly on your own music?
I focus mostly on my music, but I do like to write for other artists. I don't have a lot of time for it in this season, so I have to make it count when I do. It's usually if I'm on the road with somebody else, that's when sometimes we'll just sit around and, hey, I've got this idea I think you would sound good on, or whatever. But sometimes I'm also like always kind of reluctant to share, I'm always afraid they're going to be like, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't put myself out there as much as I should, but.
Well, everything that I've heard you ever write is amazing. So yeah, don't worry about that edge of it. Because I think you've got something here.
Well, that's so kind of you. Thank you.
We got your new single, Stand My Ground. It's in our current rotation. And that's a pretty fantastic song. It's a little different than some of the other songs you've written recently or released recently anyway.
Yeah, it's a little edgier. This whole new record that we've been building towards that comes out in May, the record's called Runs in the Blood, and there's a lot of that on it. There's a lot of grit, kind of kicking the door down type stuff. I'm excited just of the direction we've gone sonically and pulling in some of those influences, but also there's the honest lyricism of addressing some struggles of, like, you know, personally, I fight a lot with anxiety and worry and so having a song like Stand My Ground, that's just like a flag in the ground moment of like, I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the power of the Holy Spirit within me, I don't have to cave to the lies. I don't have to cave to the worry. It doesn't have to have a grip on me. I can fight back.
That's so wonderful. And it speaks so much to other people, because I think we all deal with tough stuff in this world. And it's always good to have that song where you can just stomp your foot and stand your ground. And, you know, this is how it's going to be. And I'm not going to put up with this anymore kind of thing. So,
absolutely.
You've done so much. Parking Lot and just so many songs that have become such a big part of our ministry that we played for so long. And we're very excited that you are coming and bringing Hope Darst. And have you toured with her before?
No, funny enough, I never met her until the first date of the tour.
Oh, wow.
I just heard great things. Sometimes it just kind of happens that way where your teams kind of put you together.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a blind date, you know, like you,
right.
You show up.
You hope
and you're
your
like,
music
I hope
mixes.
This goes well. Yeah. And she's been wonderful and the tour has been really great. And, you know, now we're good friends. And but it's a special night. It really is. God just kind of orchestrated it that way. And top to bottom, I really think people are just going to be touched and they're going to leave encouraged and filled up and with their eyes pointed directly at Christ. So I think it's very worthwhile to come and be a part of this night in Marion.
Well, and I think that the entertainment's fine and it's, you know, there's a place for that, but ministry is so important. And I feel like you see all that you do as ministry. And I've just kind of picked up on that in your music and in hearing you talk sometimes. I've, you know, kind of stalked you on, you know, all the social media stuff and tried to figure out more about who you are. And the honesty, the integrity, the realness is kind of a neat thing to watch as an outsider. And so we're very excited about you bringing your ministry to the stage. And because I do think it's a ministry that will happen on April 11th.
Absolutely. You know, people buy a ticket and they come. And I like to think of the ticket price is for the entertainment we're going to give you. We're going to play great music. We're going to, God willing, we're going to sound great, you know, and the lights are going to look great. And that's what you're paying for. And we're going to give you Jesus for free. You know, we're going to minister to you at no extra cost. You know, like that's not what the ticket price is. Ticket prices to cover all the cost of the other stuff we do because
yeah, it's not free to tour. It's a lot to bring
Jesus
all of that.
Jesus is going to ooze out of us anyway. You can find me on the street if I'm in the place I'm supposed to be. You're going to get the Lord's message from me, you know. And so I'm just very excited that we with this tour we get to package all of that up with music that I believe in and that I love. Yeah, I just think it's in the age of being able to sit and have all this, maybe I'll say, expendable entertainment on your phone at any time, you know, you're inundated by it. I just think there's something special about going and seeing live music and experiencing something that no one else will ever experience that way again. You know,
right.
It's only that way one time. And it's the same with the ministry element, you know, it's only that way one time. And God does what he'll do that one time in that room with us. And I just think it's special. I think it's worth coming to. I think it's worth people's time.
Now, when did you even know that music was going to be your thing? Were you like a kid and just it was there?
Yeah. You know, I think I just hoped it was because I wasn't really good at anything else. So I was like, well, last chance. No. Yeah, I always loved it. And to be honest, when I was a kid, I don't know that I was very good at it, but I just loved it. And I don't know, I just always had this draw to entertain people, to make people smile, to make people laugh. And,
were you like a class clown growing up or like an entertainer?
Yeah. Okay. Social, majorly.
Are you a middle child?
I'm the youngest. Okay. I'm the youngest. I'm the baby. So, if I wasn't being laughed with, I was being laughed at.
Right.
Yeah. Like that's just how it went for me. And I don't know. I think that for a large part of my life, those ambitions were all selfish. And then God just used them, and changed those motivations. And I think I just realized along the way, hey, this desire, this passion that I have for entertaining people doesn't have to make me the center of the spotlight. How much more meaningful would it be if Jesus becomes the center of that spotlight and all of my energy is, hey, but look at the. And so that's kind of what we do is we create this spectacle and we just pray that people see through us to the one who gives us joy in this music and has gifted us with talents. And I think that's everyone's calling in every area of their life, whether they're a construction worker or an accountant or a musician or a nurse or whatever, is, hey, I'm going to do this really, really well. I'm going to do it the best that I can. And so you're going to see the one that made me, and you're going to give him the glory for that.
I know that for me, it's very hard to hear. Sometimes I don't want to hear someone tell me something and I'm not in the mood or the mindset to be told something, but a song can speak to my heart in a way that another human is unable to get through. And so your songs have done that for so many people, thousands and thousands of people. A song will just change their life. And we're grateful for your talent and what you do and what you're going to bring to the stage. And we look forward to it so very much. And so you and Hope Darst are going to be here with the Runs in the Blood Tour on April 11th. And we sure look forward to seeing Cochran and Company. But one more question. Why do they call you, all the artists call you Cochran and Co? Is that just because they're lazy and they can't say the word company?
I think it's because they just don't know me and they're not my real friends.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I think people have always done that because I just think they don't know that it's company, or maybe they're just lazy. I don't really know. I never correct people. People don't know how to pronounce my last name half the time. And so I just, my whole life, whatever people call me.
Well, you did spell it wrong, so.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, And I just take it in stride. We got our name, funny enough. I'll leave you with this little tidbit, I guess. But we got our name playing a small town festival. I had a band called the Michael Cochran. That was this was 2012, probably 2013, maybe. And the small town festival MC was like, forgot our band name. And so he was introducing us, and he said, up next, we got Cochran and Company going to play some songs for us. And, at the time, I was, like, really mad. I was like, come on, man. Like, it's on the song and everything. And then after the show, my guitar player was like, hey, Cochran and Company is kind of cool, It's kind of a cool, unique name. We just kind of stuck with it,
I'm lying awake tonight with the weight of the world on my shoulders. Got me feeling older. These thoughts in my mind again, when the fear starts creeping in. Oh my, not this time. Cause I got that fire in my bones, got that power in my soul. I'm a fighter, a survivor. Stopping now, no, I'm never giving up till I see that kingdom come. Ain't no devil gonna knock me down. I will stand my ground. I will stand my ground. All the lies that I've been told ain't nothing but sticks and stones breaking on the rock of ages. Holy Spirit, alive. I stand on solid ground. This world's got nothing on me, no shame. Gonna knock me down, no lies, gonna take me out. I stand on solid ground.